I'm Danielle.
And I'm Michael.
We are from Queen Anne's County, and our son Mikey was treated at Johns Hopkins Children's Center. We went in together for our regular anatomy scan, and it was supposed to be really exciting. But instead, our doctor came in and said, there's something wrong with the baby. We were told it was congenital pulmonary airway malformation. We had no idea what that was. And then they told us he was probably not going to make it.
The next morning we arrived at Johns Hopkins. They explained to us that Michael had a solid mass and a fluid mass in his lungs and weren't going to allow him to breathe.
Then it was delivery day. We had over 40 people in the delivery room. It's very humbling. I just wanted my baby.
And he came out crying. That cry was our hope. He was immediately taken from the delivery room into a 4-hour surgery. He needed ECMO, which is a heart and lung bypass.
We were able to go and meet him in his room. The room was so packed full of people and equipment, it was hard to find him. He was so small, and then he was covered in tubes and leads. I could only touch his fingers, and between tests, I could touch his hair. That room became my second home. He was on ECMO for 17 days. When he became a month old, we were finally able to hold him for the first time.
And after our ticket home, we finally met his sisters. They were extremely excited to see him, and they were willing to jump in and help however they could. And now Michael's 2 years old, and he's a strong little soul.
He does have the scars, but we are proud of them at this point. He is a very rambunctious, silly, goofy 2-year-old boy. Johns Hopkins Children's Center saved our son, and he was just one of many children. He is able to be a normal kid now because of everyone fighting for our son.
These people save lives. A lot of children who, in other circumstances, may not make it.
They became part of our family.
I think our hopes for his future are he is able to live and be a normal child.
And so far, he's doing it.